The British delegation to the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog has admitted that international inspectors did not confirm the origin of a nerve agent allegedly used in the poisoning of a former Russian spy. The UK's representative said the report from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons identified neither the country nor the laboratory where the nerve agent was produced. Britain blamed Russia for the poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in early March. London argues that the military-grade nerve agent known as Novichok was produced by the Soviet Union in the 70s and 80s. Moscow has vehemently denied the accusation, saying that Britain was behind the attack just to frame Moscow and to provoke anti-Russia sentiments. Yulia Skripal has been discharged from the hospital and her father is in a stable condition. James Jatras is a former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst who joins us from Washington, D.C. So if the origin of this nerve agent can't be confirmed, then doesn't that put the U.K. in the wrong in the way that it executed itself against Russia?
Well, absolutely. This is just another thread of the British fabric of lies coming unraveled here. Before, of course, they were saying it was the Russians behind this Novichok. And then we have the head of Porton Down saying, well, we can confirm what the agent was, but we can't confirm where it came from. Now it seems unclear even what the agent was. As we know, the Russians are saying, based on the results of a Swiss labs test working with OPCW, that it was a different agent entirely called BZ, which is was never produced by Russia or the Soviet Union, but was produced by the United States and the United Kingdom. So the smell about this, that more and more it looks like it was a provocation by the British themselves to frame the Russians for the Salisbury assault, and I think to also set it up for the accusations being made in Syria at Douma, are becoming more and more credible.
So basically what the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said, James Jatras, is actually true, that in the Skripal case, they punish Russia, and then they go and try to find the evidence, as was the case in Douma. They punish Russia for that, and then they go and try to figure out what has happened. Is this a way of sending Russia a message, and what message is that?
Oh, I don't think it's a question of sending message. I think it's a question of conducting political warfare. Let's remember what happened in Douma was setting Russia up and Syria and Iran for a military attack. It is as though you painted a target on somebody's back and asked somebody else to shoot him based on something he hadn't done. This is deadly serious, and it's got the Theresa May's government's fingerprints all over it. And you have to add that to the fact that everything we've seen in the last year or so, and Donald Trump tweeted about this recently regarding the Russian collusion investigation, was all generated to ruin relations between the United States and Russia. Where did that come from? MI6, Christopher Steele, all of it gets back to the British Secret Services.
And where does that leave the relationship that at this point has been pretty much damaged between the UK and Russia? At this point, they're also after RT with Ofcom and seeing if they were presenting, I guess, reports on an impartial basis or not.
I don't think there's much of a relationship left. And it seems to me that, again, it's not my job to advise the Russians on this, but rather than looking at the West as a monolith and the Americans and the rest of Europe, as well as the British, I think they need to single out the British as the bad actor here and think of countermeasures specifically aimed at London and at Theresa May's government. This provocation, this really crime against peace being conducted right under her nose, and I assume with her complicity, maybe to save her tattered political career, to salvage what's left of this horrible mess she's made of the Brexit negotiations. I don't know what the motivations are, but clearly there is something rotten in the state of Great Britain, and the Russians really need to focus on it.
Thank you, James Jatras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst there from Washington, D.C. Many thanks.